T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell us about these crop circles that are popping up on lawns and grass areas in San Francisco.
Did you get the photos I sent over?
Yeah.
pretty wild.
It is. It kind of looked like either polka dots or somebody set a drink down on a table and left rings all around, or whatever you want to call it, or a series of circles or hula hoops. Basically what they're called, building it as behavioral art. And some of the parks in San Francisco...
Wait, no, who calls it behavioral art?
I thought I'd slip that one by.
Did you just make that up?
It's genius.
No, I didn't. I got a couple of other puns that are coming in from the Rec and Park Department. Getting on this, they're having fun. But they got the idea from a park in Brooklyn. And what they did is, they've had problems with people getting too close to each other at Dolores Park and down at the marina and other places. So they got this idea in New York where they put circles out. They just mark circles out there. And that's why they're calling it behavioral art, because they wanted to modify people's behavior in a gentle way. They're set to remind you can either have your little group sit within that little circle and steer clear because they're all 8 feet apart, or you can just use them as a reminder not to get too close to each other.
So where is this being done?
Yeah, like I said, it's being done in New York, but here in San Francisco, it's being done at Dolores Park, which had a problem with overcrowding even before the pandemic, and they're trying to keep an eye on that. Out at the marina, the little park at the marina, not the big marina park, Washington Square in North Beach, and Jackson Playground in the grassy area. And they started painting them this week. And it's just strange to see them from the aerial shots. And I've got to tell you, okay, this being San Francisco, and they have a lot of tents in the city because the homeless are being encamped. I got more than one call from people saying, hey, I'm seeing these circles going up in the parks. They look a lot like those camp markings that they put in parking lots before they move the tents in. Are tents coming in? I said, no, it's just people for now. But watch out. Who knows?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.